I came here for nostalgic reasons. You have a tradition that reporters are never present at gridiron banquets. I'm comfortable with that. It reminds me of my 1972 presidential campaign. Let me start off by saying that I'm not here as a potential 1976 presidential candidate any more than Jerry Ford is. I'm aware that there are many, many men more qualified to be president than I am. Seeing none of them here tonight, I'll proceed. Frankly, I was very excited when Walter Ritter called me. I'm aware that this podium has been a great presidential launching pad for George Romney, John Lindsay, Harold Stassen. My function here tonight is to speak for the Democrats. Now, according to the latest Harris poll, this will come as a great surprise to 86% of them. Incidentally, I could believe the Harris poll, which says I'm currently the choice of only 14% of the Democrats. I could choose to believe that, but that would be the easy thing. That would be the easy thing, the political thing to do. Actually, I'd be elected in a walk if Brezhnev would only let my people go. I had heard that the president would have a spokesman here tonight, but Jerry, I guess whoever it was couldn't make it. You know, Mr. Vice President, there are some things that truly transcend party. As George Meany was saying to me just the other day, we must never again let an arrogant elite guard of political adolescence bypass the regular party organization and dictate the terms of a national election. You'll notice I just dropped George Meany's name. I hope he won't forget mine. Jerry, I want to commend you for insisting that creep never again control a Republican campaign. I hope you can also see to it that creep never again controls a Democratic campaign. I suppose, though, I should be grateful to creep. In 1972, they provided me with a campaign biographer, Donald Segretti. Now, in case you've forgotten, Segretti circulated a letter saying that George Washington was not the father of his country. I was. For those of us who braved the wrath of Eileen Shanahan and Sarah McClendon to be here, I bring tidings from another great lady, Golda Meir. Golda gave me a dispensation to be with you this night, the first night of Passover. By the way, did you know Henry Kissinger had to get married? He was tired of hearing Golda ask him, "Wouldn't you like to meet a nice Jewish girl?"